about this in the last segment, but energy prices expected to stay at historic highs through 2023. Propane customers are being urged to lock in their supply and their cost now. If you haven't locked in your cost, you should have done it earlier probably, but you better get on it. Gas prices are impacting everybody as well. I bring this all to your attention because all of these things are impacted by Line 5 that runs through Michigan. The same Line 5 being targeted by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel. They want to shut it down, even though Enbridge has said, listen, we'll build a big tunnel here. Spend $500 million. We'll pay for it all. We'll give you the keys to the tunnel. You can run communication lines through there. You can run energy lines through there. It'll be beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Everything will be safe and secure. And they're still fighting them. Makes no sense to me. Ryan Duffy with the Enbridge communication team is joining me now. Ryan, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
Going well. But these high energy costs, I mean, gas is finally at $4 a gallon. And, you know, the Biden administration taking a victory lap, but come on, gas was $2.25 a gallon when he took office here where I live. You know, so it's tremendously higher. The cost of everything energy related is higher. And they want to still, the governor does, wants to stomp on Line 5, even though people like the Detroit News say, give Line 5 the green light. What's going on?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we like to hear that. I think you nailed it with the propane situation. I mean, August is probably not when most people would be thinking about home heating, but a lot of propane users are locking in right now, seeing the high costs. And the predictions are they're going to go higher. And then the state of Michigan, the Public Service Commission even sent out a notice telling people to lock those rates in. So that could make propane users nervous, understandably. And I think it does, like you said, put the spotlight on Line 5 again, Line 5, which supplies 65% of the propane used in the UP, more than half used statewide. No alternative way to bring that propane to Michigan and people who need it. So clearly, without Line 5, you can just see how it would make this situation we're in much worse. When you lose that 23 million gallons every day, there would be price increases, you know, in addition to what we've already seen, and then the ripple effects from there.
Well, absolutely. You know, I remember propane as cheap as about $1.49. I might have gotten a bit cheaper, locking in price. Then I saw it go over $8 at one point. I mean, just think about that. And to go back to your point about there's no alternative to move the product, we don't have enough truck drivers to move everything else we've got in every other place in the economy right now. We're 80 to 100,000 truck drivers short. Where do they think these trucks and drivers are magically going to appear from if they close Line 5?
Right, and it would take a couple thousand every day to drive that energy around that Line 5 carries. And so there is a lot of discussion about propane use in the UP, and a lot is used there, but 10 times more is used in the Lower Peninsula. So it's very important for Michigan. Michigan uses more than any other state. And the gas prices, too. I mean, we are starting to see them go down, but losing Line 5 would increase gas prices and would add to those expenses that families are dealing with. There have been a lot of studies on it. All have shown the price would go up to some degree without Line 5. And a recent study found everyone in the region would pay $6 billion more every year without Line 5. And all the things we're doing right now need energy. We're taking trips, driving up north, camping, road trips. And we see fuel prices impacting all the other things we do, too, with groceries and manufacturing and other things. So clearly, people are feeling it already. I think the situation we're in right now has made clear to a lot of people that losing Line 5 would make things worse.
It certainly would. I mean, you look back to January of 2021, propane was $1.74 a gallon. January of 2020 was $1.72. And now it's multiples. I mean, gone way beyond that. I can't find the price today. But, yeah, there's no way around this. And, again, the great point you make, Ryan, is there's no alternative. And Michigan relies on propane to heat homes more than any other state. We'd be hurt badly. And the people that would get hurt the worst, of course, are those that can least afford it. They have no way to buy their way out of the problem is my point. They don't have an alternative themselves. Except, I guess, to freeze to death.
Right, and so that's why we've put forward the tunnel project as really the solution going forward. It just makes sense, and we're seeing more than 70% of people in the state support the project, so I think it makes sense to most people. And with everything we're seeing, it's clear that the tunnel project would benefit everyone in Michigan and everyone in the region, because we know energy prices affect us so much, and then we know that the tunnel, when built, would secure that energy that people in Michigan and the region use every single day. At the same time, protect the natural resources we all want to protect, provide jobs, and then we'll pay the entire cost of the project, of course. So we're really committed to moving forward with that. At the same time, though, we're going to be absolutely committed to our environmental goals, you know, focusing on renewable technology, greatly reducing our emissions as a company by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050. And the tunnel fits right in with those goals, too, because it's an environmental protection project as well. It's modernizing our existing pipeline to even better protect the environment.
Exactly right. And so I have never understood the opposition, because it's not just, as I mentioned at the top of the segment here, and we've talked about, it's not just propane and jet fuel and gas, all these other things, but it's communications. It's you know, fiber lines and, you know, optic lines and all these other things that can be put in this. I mean, the tunnel's big, right? It can use for all sorts of things, not just energy, but communications and other important connections between the upper and lower peninsula, right?
Right. There's the potential to have a lot of uses. It was always envisioned as a utility tunnel since the beginning, when we signed our agreements with the state. And as part of that, we would turn over ownership to the state after we'd paid for all the construction, and we would continue to pay for all the maintenance. But the state would own it and could rent out space in it and make money off it and use it for other utilities. And there is interest already from a fiber optic cable company. So that was always the point of it, to benefit everybody in Michigan. It's not just an Enbridge tunnel. It's not just oil and natural gas liquids, but it would be a utility tunnel.
Yeah. So it's and built and paid for, again, by Enbridge, a company that's done business in Michigan for decades, has people that work here, that pay their taxes, raise their kids here. I mean, it's interesting to me that they paint you as some sort of a villain, but your kids play in the Great Lakes the same as mine do. Your kids, you know, go out and enjoy the great wonders of Michigan the same as mine do, as do you, Ryan, and that's why I've always wondered about that. Anyhow, you guys care about the environment as much as we do. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know, so as a company, at our core, we're delivering the energy that fuels all of our quality of life. And as we look to the energy future, population growing, we're going to need more energy. That's the bottom line. So we're really focused on delivering that affordable, reliable, secure energy, but while at the same time advancing the energy transition and maybe even speeding up that transition. But it has to be in a way that works for everyone. So that's really what we're committed to.
Ryan Duffy with the Enbridge Communication Team, thank you for the update. We'll talk again soon, Ryan. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. And like I said, the Detroit News says, give Line 5 Tunnel Project the green light. People coming on board saying, listen, it's time to move forward, time to get it done. All right? I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com.
TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.